Is this Jupiter here?
No, she's out at the site at the moment.
And I asked for some copies for my mom.
Yes, for the allotments. Yeah.
And for the allotments for myself and for my mom.
Yes, we passed the message on, and we are working on that. And as soon as we have the copies, we will get, either give them to you. When can we get those copies?
Well, Mike said he'd be in his office a little later.
Oh, well, we'll get them this afternoon,
yeah.
Then.
I'll make a copy at the bar.
What do you want, sis?
Coke. Vona, omong apinyala marati. You are kene ay ikatit ko na mitchan. Yavin mo ako.
Here is a plan of the different artifacts which were found in your mother's house by the archaeologist. And I'd like you to go through them group by group and ask your mother if she recognizes any of them or whether she can say that some of them were definitely not hers or her family's. And first of all, you have here the sod wall. Mm-hmm. And here are the few pieces of wood. Which were still left, that the wood that your mother was talking about.
And that
all of the wood that your mother was talking about yesterday, along the walls,
mm-hmm.
on the floor, and on the roof, completely disappeared.
The other family that went over there after they left might have renovated or moved it to another place.
Yeah, that's what I expect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But here in the back, there is a wooden crucifix, a sawed polar bear tooth, and a thick matting of paper and cloth.
Like newspaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she remembers.
But these are all things that she and her family used.
Yeah, her family used those.
And then here in the corner, we found 13 buttons, a metal needle, thread spools, a slate scraper, and 3 glass trade beads.
Yeah, that's where her mother stood. Right here.
Akali, she'll be over.
This is where her mother made things right here.
And then down in the central part of the house was eight wooden spatulas. Eight wooden spatulas. Thin, oblong wooden things for cooking.
I see. What's this next?
Can opening keys. That's this type of, with a hole in it.
Oh.
Pieces of aluminium pot, aluminum pot. A caribou antler hide softener. Bone and metal hide scraper. Outboard motor parts, candle fragments, and cardboard litter. Does your mother remember using candles in the house?
Did you find a container for the seal oil?
No.
No,
copper. It's an old one.
It's made out of copper.
No.
Or she said they might have put that inside the ice cellar. She said all the things that were still usable or could be still usable, they put in the ice cellar. So they might still be there.
Do you remember when you stopped using candles and started using the kerosene lanterns?
She said when she got older, they started using them.
Yeah. Okay, can she remember how old? Five years old, 10 years old?
About
10 years old.
1930s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here is a list on both sides. Ah, yes, moving right along, you have here cut boards with cardboard lining, presumably shelf drawers, a rubber boot sole, a pair of gloves, cloth gloves, and a pile of papers and magazines. And here outside in this small rubbish pit were tin cans, prune pits, many wood fragments, rifle shells, shotgun shells, a fragment of a trap, wooden pegs, and pieces of a canvas tent. Fragments of a rotten canvas tent.
During the springtime, her father would be working out here while waiting for ducks to fly over. So those rifle shells might have been from that.
And does she remember what these pieces of canvas were? Was that part of a tent? Was it so, or was it something else?
She said when it's winter, her father would use a small piece of a canvas to protect himself from the wind.
Excellent.
She said it wasn't a tent, but something to protect himself from.
Yeah, a windbreak type of thing.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, here is a list of all of the artifacts, all of the tools that were found at the Prudhoe Bay site. And if you could ask your mother if there are any of these which she can say that she did not use or did not remember. Yes, the bird arrow is interesting. That is a shaft, a wooden shaft. With a rifle shell on the end. And could you ask your mother if what that was used for? Was that used for a specific purpose or what?
Hunting ptarmigan?
Ptarmigan is bird. To hunt birds and ptarmigan.
I see.
It's a little funny car on the wall of you.
To return to Ben.
When he took some mapping. Shulumi to call a lama and one. I got.
What's a bow drill?
A bow drill is like this.
Ptarmigan.
Oh. Bow drill.
And you have a string that goes around the drill. And you move the bow back and forth in the drill.
Above and below. That belongs to the
yes,
father.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I see the seal retrieving hook. That's the one me pinga. Next thing. She said there were two of them, one little one for seals and the other bigger one for bearded seals. And this one, that one they used for seal, to get the seal, or bearded seal.
This is for the uruk.
Yeah.
They would attach to this right there.
Yeah.
Copy of his love.
Oops.
Would you like some, no?
No, I'm fine, I'm fine.
What about you? That's easily. It come over, it's not a pocket of me. That is snowshoe. I put it, see. I'm a conger. I'm a pocket of me. Wooden barrel?
Yes, a small wooden barrel. Fragments of a small wooden barrel.
Kailang may pataro kang ang mirror,
si?
Yeah. Yeah, daddy.
Okay, sir, before you go someplace else, what's your objective, please?
My objective is to study the house at Prudhoe Bay, to check the archaeological conclusions, the results of looking at it straight archaeologically,
and company or entity are you work for, sir?
I work for the University of Groningen in the Netherlands, in Holland.
Netherlands?
Yes.
Oh, you're international then?
Yes. And I have joined this project, which is being headed by Albert Deakin of the State University of New York, to deal with the ethnohistory, that is, the continuity of the present Inuit habitation of this area back into the past. Mm-hmm. And one of the objectives is ethnographically, by talking with the older people, finding out how things were, how they lived, and the other is going and looking at the monuments, at the old sites, at the old villages, and where excavation has to take place because of construction, such as here at Ujiagvik, then we do the excavation as well. But in order to have a complete check of how good our archaeological conclusions are, is we are doing the ethnographic part in comparing what is remembered by the older people to what we find in the ground. And what makes the house in Prudhoe Bay so important is we have both aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Is we have the archaeological excavation, which you see on this map,
mm-hmm.
sorry, this map here, where we have the placement of all of the artifacts. We have also the placement of many of the pieces of rubbish.
Can I have one thing from you, please?
Mm-hmm.
After you talk with my mom, my mother,
yes,
and my sister,
yes,
can I have something in writing?
I know which can I have in your honor, but
he wants to hurry. He'd like to get ready to leave.
Okay. Then shall we look at the artifacts quickly? This steel jackknife, is this an artifact that you remember?
Yeah.
She said she remembers all those.
And what is this? What was this used for?
Mommy, to try.
After they tried the caribou, when they're going to freeze, stop it.
She
said they would scrape the caribou hide with this.
Uh-huh. So it's a caribou hide scraper.
Uh-huh.
And what is this?
It's for the fishermen. A net.
Fishermen. Oh!
Fishermen make net.
They make.
Spacer.
Ah, a net spacer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is clearly one of the net floats.
Maybe for a certain kind of net?
No, specifically for fishing, I
think.
That's the weight for the net.
Yeah, a net sinker.
Yeah.
And what material is this?
Whalebone.
Jaw.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah. The jaw.
The whalebone jar.
Hmm.
And this?
Damna, that give me so I want to find and change in your car.
She said, there's a lot of those that I want to find.
Change in your car.
There's rocks.
That's
and
the kind of rock they have over there at Savon too.
So this this was not used as a tool.
It was used as a tool.
Another net float.
Asti tamna su. Just maybe she's in
that.
A hand or a hammer.
Read off those cattle on that.
Yeah, it's
11:204:12:01.
Ah, that's the rubber fragment. What is that? Would that be the mantle holder to a kerosene lamp?
I don't know. Could have been something.
Maybe. This one kerosene lamp right here. Fire up.
For the kerosene.
It's 71203-1061. Kerosene wick holder.
This one, Cadillac, old one.
Yes.
Look like newspaper.
And what is that?
Similangatam.
Unir.
It's part of the slit.
Basket slit. Ilavining.
It's part of the basket slit.
Loving man. Kakshutanga.
When it got broken, they used this to patch it up.
I see. That's 01203740. And this is clearly a pump, lever-action, high-powered rifle. Do you remember what your father used this gun on?
She said her father took out some part of it to make an ice pick.
Aha, uh-huh. It's got a sawed-off barrel, and the fragment was used to make an ice pick.
Can look at it, sir?
Yes, certainly.
What is your objective, sir?
My objective is to study the contents of this house and to compare the contents of the house in Prudhoe Bay with the houses here at Ukiavik.
And how long have you been here, sir?
I've been here now 1 week.
1 week. Just about.
Do you remember what that is?
White fox and red fox, deer, dry, hanging.
She said it's broken. 71-203-90 is a broken, smooth and cut piece of wood used for hanging the tail of white and red fox.
Hey, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Are you recording everything?
Yes, yes.
Those are just the bone marrows of the caribou.
And this?
Ivory. This one is ivory. Mm-hmm.
That's just
Taka lulio kame. Lulio kame. Ipu wata. Sunava. Taka lulio kame. Ice. Taka lulio kame. Mau yami. Yami kunu. Sunu akhlunani kailahiro kame.
A crochet hook?
Yeah. No. A clunak. Can you hear me? Oh, I pull up. It stink. Just put it right here.
She said, then
you are your camilla.
She said her father would use this to put in the strings inside in the ice or when he's making a sled.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This one is
basket sled make. Stick
the strings inside the
string.
I see. That is P71203756.
Fishing hook for Suluk power. Suluk power.
Black fish.
Black fish.
Right.
Crochet hook.
Leader, right here.
The harness.
On the traces, I see.
Just for the arm.
Just for the leader.
She's dark, umami. She
said the people could hear a dog coming when they put on that dog at night, when they can see a person coming. And they all know that when the people are coming in.
Sit down.
They would use those to put down the seal skin on the
just
ground.
All of them.
All around the skin.
Ah, a peg for pegging out skins. Mm-hmm. The 71-203-1048.
Just This is just a rock. Tomb, he poured up here. Just, you have the hand to pour the ice pick hand.
One evening was a great pig. Lopes are a sugar pig over. Ming are sing on to be over.
Now, would you like to go out and look at your father's boat? Do you have time for that?
Look, Snap.
Yeah, she said she'd like to go to the room.
Okay.
I should call my office and tell them I'm going.
Okay.
You want to call him? Yep. Okay, we're out at shooting station.
Yeah.
At Ozuna's old boat with Sarah Kunagnana.
And this is the boat that your father bought when?
From Captain Peterson.
From Captain Peterson. And this is the boat that he used to go back and forth from Prudhoe Bay to Barrow.
Yeah.
And he used this boat when he was out whaling at Prudhoe Bay as well.
Yes, just one time, just get well.
And when was the boat left here in Barrow? When was the last time your father used it?
This one?
Yes.
This, I don't know this name, I forgot. Cross Island, this boat.
He bought it at Cross Island. And,
yeah.
And did he use it at Cross Island for whaling? Or also, well, you can sit down. Did he also use this when he was out sealing?
And I finished it. It's outside. State. This one boat finished. Give it to my father, Captain Sadie Peterson. I white fox and polar bear skin, white fox skin.
And your father bought the boat from Captain Peterson?
Yeah.
And he bought the boat while he was in Prudhoe Bay?
Yeah.
Or at Cross Island?
It's Cross Island.
Cross Island. And did he always trade with Captain Peterson?
Yeah.
And did he not trade with anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And how many years was Captain Peterson trading up and down the coast while you were in Prudhoe Bay?
Every summer going up Canada.
As far as Canada?
Yeah, back and forth every summer.
And that was all the summers that you lived at Prudhoe Bay, you met Captain Peterson?
Yeah.
And how many years did your father use this boat?
I don't know. 1926.
1926 he got the boat. Excellent. And did he use this boat also for hunting ugruk?
Yeah, any kind of animal, get ugruk and seal, fishing, gamble.
And did he use this boat to set the fish nets?
Yeah.
Small
one. Fish hunting, fish. Boat, small boat.
He had a small fishing boat as well.
Just Prudhoe Bay.
Yeah, in Prudhoe Bay.
Yeah.
And did he use the outboard motor on the small boat or the big boat?
Big boat, outboard motor. No, ancient long time, very small boat.
Rowing.
Yeah.
Oh, could you take a couple with my camera?
Yes, I give everybody copies of these.
And then you can ask a few questions and I'll take some photos of you.
Sure.
Garbo River, this boat, all the way up there, Umiat.
Ah, also to Umiat in this boat.
This back and down there, ocean.
And how long did it take to go from Prudhoe to Umiat with this boat?
After 1934.
Yeah, but how long did the journey take? How many days to travel from Prudhoe Bay to Ikpikpuk River? The button in the front. Yeah, that's the light meter. And you'll see. And how many days travel with the boat along the coast of Prudhoe Bay and then up the Ikpikpuk River?
I don't know. It's down there. Tisakpuk River. Little River up there. Tisakpuk.
Yeah,
1 week. Just up there, Ikpikpuk River.
1 week.
Yeah, she's up there somewhere, slow, tent, hunting, fish, caribou, up there, from Tasakpuk up there, Little River up there, Ikpikpuk. Winter time, this dark lit, put it, Ikpikpuk River.
Uh-huh. So you would carry the sled with you on the boat up the river in the winter time.
Yeah. No sled, dog team.
Yeah. Oh, the dog team pulled the boat. I see. Yeah.
Start winter.
Yes, I understand. And then you would go with the whole family in the boat up the river.
Yeah.
And when was the last time that your father used the boat?
Week down there?
No, here in Barrow.
She's up there from Ikpikpuk River down there. This was my brother, my sister-in-law, brother. Take it to here.
To here?
Yeah. Summertime.
And do you remember which year?
1946. Yeah, just living.
So that is 2 years before your father died.
Yeah.
And do you remember the last trip that your father made in this boat? Yes.
Just made up the state, water, Peterson. It's finished. Not make my father.
No, but the last time that your father used this boat, where did he go?
In here?
Yes.
1976. My mother and my father left. Take it down there. By Ikpikpuk up there.
Mm-hmm.
I leave with my brother here. Back to maybe Dark Sled up there. Winter time.
I see. And did you use this boat when you were traveling? Did you use this boat like a tent? Pull it up on the shore and tip it over?
Yeah, it's better to mix it. Tent up there, and the stuff, that stuff.
Yeah. And did many families travel with you, or did you travel alone?
Just my brother, Mark Posner, and me, other people, hip. Back in up there, Merced, Coopic.
And did you, when you came into Barrow, were there many other people from all the surrounding area who were coming in at the same time?
Yeah, summer, July. It's open ice.
You had to wait for the ice to open, and then everyone came into Barrow to trade and to meet the North Star.
Yeah, my father, native store, this Barrow, great parks.
Gray fox, polar bear, white fox. Yes, of course.
I just a little bit speaking. I got well, my school.
Your English is much better than my Inupiat.
Did he ask you any questions about Putu?
Huh?
Did he ask you anything about Putu?
Just nurse by nurse?
Yeah.
This week, go to Norset.
Yeah. I wondered, did your father use this boat to take things to the store at Putu?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Little store.
The little store, yeah. Because I remember when we looked at it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was wondering where your boat was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was it.
Mm-hmm. He's when the crowd gets old, it's big down there. Boat.
Yeah. Boat. Yeah, it's a pretty big boat.
Yeah.
It must have been much more deep at Putu.
Yeah.
Very shallow now.
Long time ago, deep river, Putu,
yeah.
River.
Yeah.
Deep river, Nigelik river, long time ago.
So he picked up things in Barrow?
Yeah.
And took it to Putu?
Yeah. From Barrow all the way deep. Nice weather, 2 days.
About 2 days, huh?
Yeah.
Use the motor or the sail?
Yeah. Motor, yeah. Big one.
Yeah.
All the way, tent, there.
Oh, you had a tent over the top of it?
Yeah.
Closed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock, it's down there. A lot of water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, old.
Yeah.
My brother put it up there.
Oh, he put it here?
Yeah. Real fast. Big 1 inch.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can put this boat in the Nuiqsut report. Did you have any more questions, Ray?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Very pleased and happy.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just a little bit speak English.
Oh, plenty.
Hard time.
Okay. Funny
Joe, my son.
Joe. Yeah, I know Joe from Nuiqsut.
Maybe a little bit drunk.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Okay, that's the end of this interview.